Katy Country 94 weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Partly cloudy this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 90. Winds out of the northeast, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows level off around 70. Mainly sunny tomorrow. Scattered thunderstorms likely. High temperatures reach up to 88. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 79.
The grass is starting to grow, and you need to mow now with 0% retail financing on new Hustler zero-turn mowers. That's right. Qualified buyers can enjoy 0% financing on qualifying Hustler zero-turn mowers. Come into Jewel Implement today and get that Hustler Turf zero-turn lawnmower you've been dreaming of. That's Jewel Implement, 105 South Custer, Jewel, Kansas, or online at www.jewelimplement.com. Qualified buyers with minimum purchase, other restrictions apply. See dealer for complete details.
American Diesel, a division of American Ag and Auto, Glen Elder. They can take care of all your truck and trailer repair needs, pickup or semi, with platinum overhauls or small repairs on all models, including Cat Cummins, Detroit, PACCAR, and MaxForce. Most common clutches are in stock, and they have a 24-hour guarantee on install. They also offer performance tuning on all makes and models and have OEM software capability on all models, including PACCAR. They can service and repair your AC systems. All of this with bumper-to-bumper service and more. American Diesel, a division of American Ag and Auto, just off Highway 24, Glen Elder.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
Salina and Abilene police are warning about a variation of the fugitive game. The fugitive game is played after dark between two groups, one often labeled fugitives, the other as police. The game combines elements of tag, capture the flag, cops and robbers, and hide and seek. The goal of the fugitives is to make it from one point to another without being caught by the police. This can be a short distance or several miles. Local high schoolers have reportedly been playing fugitive for several years now in Abilene. However, recently the game has changed with reports of violence and organized fighting. Police say the latest incident led to injuries and there will likely be criminal charges filed. They are advising and asking parents to talk to their children about the fugitive game and warn them about the potential dangers and unintended consequences involved. The Kansas Attorney General's Medicaid Fraud and Abuse Unit recently prosecuted six Medicaid fraud cases, recouping more than $42,000 in restitution from fraudsters, Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach announced. Our top priority is the protection of crime against one of the most vulnerable groups of our population, the elderly and disabled. These prosecutions should put Medicaid fraudsters on alert. If you hurt Kansas's most vulnerable, we will prosecute, said Jackie Williams, first assistant attorney general for Kobach's office. The Attorney General's Medicaid Fraud and Abuse Unit is dedicated to ensuring that Kansas citizens receive the services Medicaid is allocated to provide. The unit investigates and prosecutes Medicaid fraud cases statewide to stamp out corruption and abuse of Medicaid dollars and services. We have one job opening to share with you. Start a new career as an employee owner. Osborne Industries in Osborne is now hiring in all production areas, including molding and machine operators, finishing and assembly operators, maintenance, and more. Osborne Industries is 100% employee owned, providing a one-of-a-kind wealth-building opportunity for employee owners to earn company stock at no cost. Other fantastic benefits include new starting wages, six-week review and raise, single and family health insurance, attendance and profit-sharing bonus programs, and more. View complete job descriptions and apply online at osborne-ind.com/careers or apply in person at 120 North Industrial Avenue and join Osborne's growing group of employee owners. Osborne Industries is an equal opportunity employer. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 6 Independence in Beloit and their satellite locations in Concordia, Osborne, and Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at the website heartchoicesbeloit.com. Enjoy extreme flat track motorcycle races taking place this Friday and Saturday at 7 o'clock at the Osborne County Fairgrounds. The 77th Annual Tipton Picnic begins tomorrow on Friday, August the 4th. Softball tournament at 6 o'clock. Alumni and friends celebration. Everyone is welcome at 8 o'clock. Last man standing drawing at 10 o'clock. Then on Saturday at 7:30 a.m., the picnic 2-mile walk and 5K run. Kids race follows. Horseshoe and cornhole tournaments begin at 9 o'clock. Tipton poker rally at 9:30. Gold Rush treasure hunt at 10. There'll be mass at 4 o'clock. Fried chicken, roast beef dinner, games and rides at 5. The auction at Saturday night at 6. Bingo at 7, cash and prize drawings at 11:30, and then Sunday it concludes with the golf tournament at the Tipton Oaks Golf Course there at 10 a.m. That is a two-person scramble tournament. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, kdcountry94.com, and don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
And a changeup away gets him a big strikeout against Alvarez. Beatty is down on strikes. So that's 8 for Riggins, adding to his career high. Drew Waters, deep right field. On the ground to second, and Massey throws him out, and the Royals have won 5 in a row.
The Royals continue to roll. The Chiefs continue training camp, and how Patrick Mahomes has affected the value of the Kansas City Chiefs franchise. All of that more coming up on Sports, brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. The Royals shut out the Mets last night, as you heard, 4-0, winning their fifth straight game. It's their longest winning streak since July of 2021. And believe it or not, the Royals have the longest winning streak currently in Major League Baseball. Cole Reagans in his second Kansas City start. 6 innings pitched, 8 Ks, both career highs, 7 hits, no earned runs, a walk. He threw 94 pitches, 64 strikes. He was acquired in the Aroldis Chapman trade with the Texas Rangers. He was helped out by a great throw home from Drew Waters to gun down a Mets runner at the plate in the top of the sixth. The Royals' offense, 11 hits off of Mets all-star pitcher Kodai Senga. Mikel Garcia had 3 hits. Bobby Witt Jr., Michael Massey, and Kyle Isbell each had 2 hits. And Drew Waters also added his 5th home run, as you heard at the top of the sportscast. Bobby Witt Jr.'s 30th stolen base of the season made him the 3rd player in Major League Baseball history to have 15-plus home runs and 30-plus stolen bases in each of the first two of his big league seasons, joining Sam Jethro from 1950 and 51 and Barry Bonds in 1986 and 87 as only 3 players in Major League history to accomplish that. The Royals are now 34-75, and in the midst of a 5-game winning streak, they go for a sweep of the Mets this afternoon at the K at 110. Brady Singer will be on the bump for the boys in blue. He's 6-8 overall, ERA 5.46. The Kansas City Chiefs continue training camp at St. Joe, Missouri this morning after a full pads practice yesterday. Good news for Chiefs fans, as it is being reported that running back Isaiah Pacheco should be cleared for contact by the 20th of August. Pacheco suffered a broken hand last season. That is healed, and he also had a torn labrum in his shoulder that he played through in the Super Bowl win over the Eagles, and that is what he's waiting on to be cleared, is the health of his shoulder, but it's expected to be by the 20th of August. And how big of an impact has Patrick Mahomes had on the Kansas City Chiefs? As everybody knows, quite a bit, with 3 Super Bowl appearances and 2 Super Bowl championships. But according to Forbes, the Kansas City Chiefs have jumped to an estimated $3.68 billion in valuation during the Mahomes era. That's right, the Chiefs' value back in 2017 was $1.88 billion. And now, 6 years later, during the Mahomes era, the Chiefs' valuation has doubled to $3.68 billion. And will there be more dominoes to fall in conference realignment? The Arizona Board of Regents is having a meeting today to discuss possibly joining the Big 12. And also, the Big 10 is talking to Oregon, Washington, Cal, and Stanford, and Florida State with some strong words talking about the possibility of leaving the ACC. So perhaps more big news on the way in regards to conference realignment in college athletics. That's a look at sports, brought to you as always by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Wade Gershner.